Sarnia, Ontario Mayor Mike Bradley says the trouble began this spring when Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper secretly negotiated a change in the Treaty of the War of 1812. Bradley says that treaty banned live ammunition fire drills on the Great Lakes. Now he's asking the Prime Minister to reinstitute the ban.
We have prided ourselves for 200 years that we have the longest undefended border in the world. And I recognize there's been some changes, obviously, since September of 11th. But to allow these type of zones to exist, I think, is a huge step backwards environmentally, safety-wise.
The Coast Guard has come under criticism for proposing 34 live fire zones, they're calling safety zones, for target practice on the Great Lakes. They say they need it for training and homeland security. But Bradley says the so-called safety zones are a danger to the environment and public safety.
Well, that's sort of the Monty Python absurd approach to, you name something the total opposite of what it is. It's just wrong to do. And there's already been issues with some of the zones where there are ferries going through them, there's fishing areas, and it simply isn't needed. If they need to do training, they can do it off the lakes.
The mayor of Toronto has also appealed to Prime Minister Harper to pressure the United States to end the live fire drills. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.